Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Rose, and welcome back to Transformation Tuesday. So in the next, I know I always say 10 minutes, but we always seem to run a little over, and that's fine because I think the information we're getting, it's great to help fortify us to just take on a new day, but it's going to be my desire, as always, to plant a seed within you and nourish you with words and a new perspective that will hopefully cultivate that seed and help you get from where you are to where you want to be. Because, as I said before, if you're joining this call at 7 a.m. in the morning at a time that some people are just turning over, you have made a commitment, in my opinion, a decision, to start living your life in full bloom. So I want to get started with today's topic, how to deal with toxic people. We all know them. We've all been around them, and if we are honest enough with ourselves at one time or another in our life, we may have been that toxic person. Some of us don't want to admit that. But one of the things I want you guys to keep in mind when it comes to toxic people, as much as we may not like them and as much as we may not want to admit that at one time or another in our life, we may have temporarily been a toxic person. The bottom line is toxic people are in pain. They're in emotional pain. They identify with pain. Maybe they've been hurt or they're going through a difficult time in their life. And we've all heard the saying, misery loves company. But to better explain that, the truth is that we all want to validate whatever our emotional set point is. And what I mean by that is that, think about it, when you found yourself really in a great place in your life, a great space and in a happy space, don't you want everyone around you to be happy? Don't you just want to spread that happiness around? Don't you want people to be able to just connect and relate to that great space that you're in? The same is true of toxic people. When they're in a toxic place and that's their emotional set point, they want to validate the fact that they have a right to be toxic. They want to validate the pain that they're in, maybe the anger and hurt that they're in, and they want to spread that. Hurt people hurt people. We've learned that before. So I want you guys to keep that in mind, not to excuse their behavior. Because as a psychologist, one of the things that I really help people understand is how to understand behavior that other people may have that's not desirable. It's not to excuse it, but it's to help us to understand. So just keep that in the back of your mind, and when you face these toxic people, some of you will be facing them today, I'm sure, is that they're in pain. Hurt people, and they want to validate that pain. But how do you deal with it? We're going to talk about that shortly. But first, I want to talk about some of the toxic people that you may encounter in your life. Now, you know, some people can really hide their toxicity quite well. One type of toxic person are judgmental people, people who want to criticize anything and everything they come into contact with. You can even take time to explain to them in great detail a perspective you have, but it goes in one ear and out the other because they have their conclusion set before they even hear any facts. Judgmental people are toxic people, so that's one of the type of toxic people you can face. And as I said, some of us will be facing today as we go about our days at work or just community or even in our families. Because let's be honest, there are some toxic people that we may share a roof with. We live under the same roof with. Another type of toxic person, those who are envious. I know many of you can relate to that. You know, as you make this commitment in your life to start living a more fulfilled life, to start living, like we talked about last week, a life in abundance, in positive abundance, there are people who may not be happy to see you make the strides that you're making, who may not have as much joy as you have about you just acquiring a life of abundance or a life of contentment or fulfillment. Have you ever had a situation where maybe you've achieved something great in life and the people that you would have just, you know, bet your last dollar would be there to congratulate you are less than excited about it? This is true for a lot of toxic people. Their envy won't let them see past the pain and the hurt that they're experiencing, and they're unable to be happy for you. But one of the things I want you to remember is you don't want to take any of this personal. And we'll get to that when we get to the steps of how to deal with toxic people. Another type of toxic person are people who are control freaks. It's just a desire to control everything in their environment. And if they feel like they're not able to control your actions, they get even more angry and they even latch on stronger because they feel like they're losing control. You want to be careful around people who want to control every aspect of everyone else's life. I oftentimes say people who are so intent on solving everyone else's problem or controlling everyone else's life, usually it's a defense mechanism for them to avoid solving things or dealing with things or admitting to the things in their life that need to be tended to. Another type of toxic person are those who are arrogant. Now, we don't want to confuse confidence with arrogance because confident people inspire. They inspire others while arrogant people intimidate and annoy. And that intimidation is just their way of trying to assert and get a foothold on some power in other people's lives. So sometimes people with an arrogant attitude feel that that they're better than everyone else around them. And in a personal setting, this can be quite annoying. And in a professional, in the work setting, this can create a very uncomfortable environment. Another type of toxic person are those who are victims, the victim mentality. They will always make excuses and blame others for their mistakes or wrongdoing or why they haven't been able to get ahead in life. Again, as I mentioned, these are defense mechanisms to just take the onus off of that person. How many of you have met the Debbie Downers, as they call them, or in the article I was reading last week, they called them negative Nancy. But these are the people who will drain your positive energy immediately because they thrive on bringing everyone else down around them. As I mentioned before, keep in mind, because this is just an important perspective to keep in mind when you deal with toxic people that you may not have heard before. Toxic people are in pain. So the negative Nancys, the Debbie Downers, these are people who are in pain. They identify with pain. They relate to pain, and they want to validate their pain. So these are the individuals who will watch hours upon hours of news footage of negative stories so they can come back and share with you just how horrible the world is because, again, that validates the reason that they should be negative. They find every negative aspect of life to connect to. And to the contrary, those of us who want to really thrive on just being in a fulfilling life, who want to thrive on the positivity in life, we avoid that. We avoid that, and we want to share with people all the great things about life that we should be happy with. You can see the difference. Both of you are on the same continuum. The negative Nancys and the positive individuals, you're on the same continuum, just on two different spectrums. So you want to be careful not to let the negative individuals that are in your space drain your energy because it can happen quite easily without you even knowing. And just a few more. Who are liars? You know, there are some people who they're pathological when it comes to lying. That we all know those people, and oftentimes they just feel that they're so much more clever than everyone else, and they're convincing individuals of their falsehoods. But we all know that these are individuals as well who are just oftentimes not very confident in themselves, and they just feel the need to not be honest in their lives, to either gain acceptance or to just, again, they present themselves as being better than others. Gossipers are toxic people, and we've all been guilty of gossiping. I mean, we've got to be honest with ourselves. But the issue with it becoming toxic are individuals who are just pathological gossipers. Again, that comes from a sense of insecurity. Oftentimes, they don't even know how to separate facts from speculation, and the truth gets twisted all the time when it comes to gossip. The wrong information is conveyed, feelings get hurt, and enemies are born. Having a gossiper within your group can be very destructive because they're like cancers, like pathological cancers that can easily create a negative environment and spread throughout it. And especially, you know, think about even gossipers. I tell people oftentimes, be very weary of individuals who come to you to share information to you about what other people may have said about you. They're coming to you to share what this person may have said about you. Again, that's gossiping. That's not providing you with any valuable information, because we've heard the saying before, what other people think of you is not, it's none of your business. It's none of your business. And I always question the person who's conveying that information, because if you're willing to share negative information about me to me, then I'm thinking 9 times out of 10 that information you yourself may be filling, and just you're too afraid to share it yourself and want to put it on someone else. So these are all just negative, toxic people, the type of toxic people that you can be involved in or engaged in your life, in your workplace, like I said, in your family, even in your friend group, even in your friend group. Sometimes in life we have to do an evaluation of that. So what are ways to cope with toxic people? I want to go over 3 different ways you can cope with toxic people. The first, and I think this is the most important, is don't feed the negativity. Toxic people are in pain. Again, I've said it 2 or 3 times this morning, we all want to validate whatever emotional set point we are in. So a toxic person who's in pain or who's angry wants you to feel pain and anger as well. So one way of doing that is to really get under your skin and to get you to react. How many times have you reacted to a person who was toxic by becoming angry with them or finding yourself in an argument with them? As much as you may think this is your way of defending yourself, I want you to understand that that actually feeds their negativity. That's what they want. You're giving them what they want. That confrontation is what, again, validates what they're already feeling. It's like fuel to their negativity. It doesn't damper it. You confronting a negative person about their negativity does not dampen or lessen their negativity. It actually exacerbates it. So you want to be very careful not to feed the negativity, to kind of just let it go. Understand, don't take it personal. That's one of the 4 agreements in one of my favorite books, is don't take anything personally. Their negativity has nothing to do with you. They're just seeing you as a safe target at the moment to be able to project that negativity on so you can feed it. Don't feed it. Don't feed that beast. The second coping strategy I want you to keep in mind is expect negative people to be difficult. I think when we deal with toxic people, our desire is for them not to be toxic. Our desire is for them not to be negative. And when we operate with them with that desire, we continue to find ourselves disappointed over and over again. Thinking about some just toxic people that I've come into contact with in my life, one of the best things that I could have ever did for myself is to understand that that person is who they are. They're not going to change. So I had to alter the way that I dealt with them. And that meant not challenging everything that they came out of their mouth, all the negativity or toxicity that came out, not trying to challenge that, not trying to come in with this attitude of, oh, you should look at things differently. Because if a person has made that commitment that this is going to be their set point in life, they are solidly rooted in that, and they have no interest in anyone coming in to change their mind. And it's not to say these people can't change eventually, because let's be honest, there are a lot of toxic people that we love because they're family members or they're friends we've known forever. But we have to understand it's not our job to make them change. It's not our job to make them less toxic. Perhaps later on in life or at some point in life, they'll have a change of heart and they'll decide to leave this continuum of toxicity and move to a more fulfilling perspective in life. But it's not up to us. It's not up to us to make that happen. And I want you to also understand, probably the last coping strategy is to let these toxic people, when they go off on their tangent, you know, don't try to stop them. Don't try to interrupt them. Let them finish talking. You can divert your attention. You can even, you know, tell them, you know, I have something I need to handle over here, so you don't have to expose yourself to whatever it is they're talking. Because, again, these people are so adamant that they have to get their point across, convince you of just the toxic world that they live in, it is validated that your attempts to stifle them, to silence them, is going to just go on deaf ear. And again, the confrontation is just going to feed that beast. It's going to feed the beast. So you don't want to feed the negativity. Don't feed the negativity. Understand that they're going to be difficult. And I want to always, the last step I want you is to know how to take your power back. Know how to take your power back. If you've ever been around a negative person, you can understand that it's very easy when you walk away from them to feel drained, to feel like your power or just even the positivity that you may like to shine in the world has been dampened in some sense. But I want you to know that it's time to start reclaiming all that power that you gave away. I can, again, go back and think about times that I've been in confrontations with toxic people. And when I walk away from that confrontation, I don't feel powerful. I don't feel empowered. It actually makes me feel weak. It makes me feel disappointed in myself that I allowed myself to get caught up in that type of confrontation that that toxic person really wanted because I fed that toxicity. So you want to take your power back. And one way you can do that is by focusing your mind. Just focusing your mind on the fact that you do not view the world in that perspective. To remind yourself that the world that you see is a different world. There's as many realities in this world as there are people. I say that all the time. So that toxic person actually has a right to have that reality that they had, of the reality of toxicity. That's their right. And it's your right to have a reality of abundance, or a reality of fulfillment, a reality of hope. And you don't have to allow a person to dampen that by stepping into their toxic world to confront them. Don't go there. Take that power back. Take the power back. You want to also consciously choose what you tune into. As far as media, music, conversation, be very careful what you allow yourself to tune into. As you go about your day-to-day at work and you deal with coworkers or you deal with customers or you deal with clients, I want you to make a conscious effort to pay attention to the conversations that people are having with you and the conversations people are attempting to pull you into. Ask yourself, is this an affirming conversation? Is this something that is going to help just maintain and even enhance my own personal power, or is this something that will weaken my personal power or diminish my positivity if I engage in this conversation? This is about being conscious about your conversation, being deliberate and having an intent to really tune into the things that are going to be affirming to you. So I want you to just take this information to heart, because the risk of being around toxic people is huge. We all know that it causes stress and it causes distraction and even anger within ourselves. But one of the biggest risks about being around toxic people is that they slow your own momentum. So for those of you who have this vision and you're on a goal to just manifest some great things in your life, being around toxic people is one surefire way to slow that momentum, and sometimes to even halt it, to have it come to a screeching halt. That alone is enough of a reason for you to say, you know what, I'm going to make a commitment to not allow myself to be pulled into a toxic person's environment. Your success depends on it. So in closing today, I'd like to just, again, encourage you guys to, when I put this recording up, listen to it again, because I think it's some great information to keep in mind. Toxic people are people we're going to continue to face throughout our life, but we can make the conscious, deliberate choice at this point in our lives to say, you know what, no longer do I have to allow them to affect my life. I can allow them to live theirs, but they're not going to affect mine. So I want to thank you all for honoring me again with your time this morning. As I said before, there's nothing more purposeful or passionate that I'm about than planting the seeds of possibility in the minds of others. I want to invite you to tell your friends to join us on Tuesday morning, same time next week. The phone lines open at 650, 655 roughly, so you can dial in even before on your way to work, before you get to moving or before you get busy, and so you can tune in and listen in. Please forward any comments or questions or requests to my email at drrosemolton@gmail.com, and you can join my mailing list at my website, drrosemolton.com, where you automatically receive chapter one of my latest book, Bloom, Seven Steps to Personal Transformation. And this book is also available on my website, where you can receive a copy of that, also download a copy for your Kindle if you have not already done that. I encourage you to do that as well. And next week we are going to, I encourage all of you, if you have topics or things that you want me to touch on, you know, send me an email, shoot me an email or a message on Facebook, and that's a topic that we can definitely consider and discuss in one of our Transformation Tuesdays. But thank you guys again for honoring me with your time this morning, and I encourage you all to get out there, take this information, take it to heart, utilize it, use it to your benefit, and start living your life in full bloom. Have a great day.